This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Federal authorities are closing off water flowing from a polluted mine near Silverton. The Durango Herald reports the EPA will close a valve at the Red and Bonita mine to study the region's water. The valves usually hold back water that's laced with heavy metals. The valve in question was installed in 2015 north of Silverton following the accidental release of mine wastewater into the Animas River that resulted in the Bonita Peak Mining District becoming an EPA Superfund site. The town of Ridway is officially a dark sky community. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the town is only the third community in Colorado to receive the designation.
Following a two-year application process, the International Dark Sky Association awarded Ridgway for its deep nighttime skies, with clear views of stars and celestial bodies. The rural community in the foothills of the San Juan Mountains joins nearby Norwood, as well as West Cliff and Silver Cliff, west of Pueblo, as the state's only dark sky communities. The designation is meant to also protect places from possible light pollution in the future. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
New claims for unemployment continue to fall in Colorado. Last week, about 7,700 people filed for benefits. The week before, the number was about 1,000 people higher. 89 degrees, it is partly cloudy in Denver. It's 97 and sunny for Pueblo. This is CPR News.